I'm Lewis Weston, and this is Very British. Earlier this week, Blackpool held its annual Illuminations Switch On. I'm going to be telling you everything you need to know about the Blackpool Lights Festival. The Blackpool Illuminations were founded in 1879 and first switched on the 19th of September of that year, held each autumn in the British seaside town of Blackpool on the far coast in Lancashire. Also locally known as the Lights or the Illuminations, they run each year for 66 days from late August until early November, at that time when other English seaside resorts seasons are coming to an end. Dubbed the greatest free light show on earth, they are 6 miles or 10 kilometres long and use over 1 million bulbs. The display stretches along the promenade from Stargate at the south end of town to Bispham in the north. The illuminations, first shown in 1879 when they were described as artificial sunshine, and consisted of just 8 carbon art lamps which bathed the promenade. Just a year earlier, Thomas Edison patented the electric light bulb. The first similar display to the modern day displays was held back in May of 1912 to mark the first British royal family visit to Blackpool, when Princess Louise opened a new section of the promenade which was described as festoons of garland lamps using about 1,000 light bulbs. Alongside the illuminations every year, there is also the Festival of Light, which features interactive installations and is described as a contemporary look at the concept of light and art working together to create entertainment. If you really like light being used in art and you like the illuminations, then go to the Festival of Light. I've personally never been, but I've heard many great things about it. So what can you expect to see if you go down to the Blackpool Illuminations? Well, in 2007, an Egyptian-inspired piece was put in which reveals an Egyptian mummy. There is also a Doctor Who display with the monsters from the last 3 series of the show from 2005, 6 and 7. In January 2008, it was stated that this section had been the most successful feature ever built in the Illuminations, and at the Jin Square on Jin Island, a space invasion with a mothership hovering more than 50 foot in the air was arranged defending its territory. The display, which used colour-changing LEDs, was created from the popular alien craft which used to adorn the promenade. In October 2007, a laser beam was installed on Blackpool Tower. The beam can be seen from 30 miles away. However, people from the astrophysics community asked the laser to be stopped as it affected important astronomy work. Riding along on the tram lines are some trains and trams that are illuminated as part of the display. So if you're in Blackpool between now and the 4th of November, I would suggest you go and watch them. The illuminations start at different times depending on different days, but they finish at the earliest at 10:30 and at the latest about midnight. So when the sun sets and it goes dark, head down to the promenade. If you're going to drive down there, do expect a lot of traffic. You can bike. There's a couple of Ride the Light events that happen towards the earlier part of the illuminations, and I've been down there and rode down the lights a few times, and it's really nice. You can also walk along the promenade on any night, which and look at the illuminations. That's a really nice walk down there. If you go and you are going to walk or bike, I'd try and pick a milder evening that doesn't have too much rain. That's probably the best time to experience it, especially when it's pitch black and quite dark. That is, it's really nice to go down there at that time. Obviously, it still works fine in the rain. If you're there, it's a lovely display. So go down there and enjoy it if you can. And that just about concludes things. I'll be back next week with another episode. From now on, though, episodes might not be every week, but hopefully at least every other week. I've just got a lot of stuff going on in my personal life, so I don't have time to sit down and record each weekend, but I will try my best to get a episode or at least something out to you each week. So until next time, have a brilliant week. Cheerio.